At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in to the Football Forever podcast. It is August 30th. It is a Friday, and we're getting closer to the NFL regular season. And I'm so delighted to have Cowboys rookie defensive end Marshawn Nealon join the Football Forever podcast. Marshawn, how you doing, man? You just got your preseason training camp phase done. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. Definitely looking forward to the season. I'm feeling great. Just glad to be able to get through my first, camp, preseason, all that. And looking forward to all this.
So, Marshawn, we spoke during the pre-draft process, and now we're several months advanced to that. Now you're getting ready to officially make your NFL debut when it counts, regular season against the Cleveland Browns. A lot of things I'm sure have gone on with your transition from college to the NFL. Can you talk a little bit about what's been new to you in this transition?
Obviously, like everybody say, it's new. You're the head guy back at whatever college you was at. Then you come here, now you're a rookie. I don't want to say bottom of the barrel, but everybody that's already been there established that. And then you come in as a new kid on the block trying to make a name for yourself. So that's a little different. But just being able to come here and, work and grind and show that, I'm trying to come here and be one of the greatest.
Marshawn, you got to tell me, man, have there been any rookie initiations at camp? I mean, I know Hard Knocks, they got to sing a song or rookies got to do something. Did they make you do anything for being a rookie?
Yeah, they had us sing a little song or something like that. They do a little song. It wasn't as bad as I thought, but it was embarrassing a little bit.
I'm sure, man. I'm sure. But, hey, number 94 was given to you. You know that Dallas Cowboys, that's a pretty big number. DeMarcus Ware wore it. You go back into the earlier days, it's a pretty significant number in the Dallas Cowboys franchise. How important is it for you to carry on that legacy of 94 wearing that star on your helmet?
It's definitely a little bit of pressure, a little bit more pressure, that the fans are going to have on you just to, have to perform. I love pressure, So, I'm always looking forward to it. And, my goal is I was planning on, being able to come in wherever I go and, try to be one of the greats at it. So now coming in here and they give me this number, and I had greats that wore this number right before me. Just got to live up to the legacy and hopefully surpass it.
You're part of a defensive line room that has Osa Odighizuwa, who's also a friend of the show, had him on several years ago. You got some veterans that were added with Jordan Phillips coming in and then Linval Joseph coming in. Micah Parsons obviously playing defensive end linebacker. And so has there been a specific veteran on the defense that has kind of taken you under his wing, maybe a DeMarcus Lawrence that's been in the league for many years? How has that transition been for you?
I think they do a good job as far as all of the vets being able to, spill out a little bit of knowledge all from each other and a different perspective and routes that they, been through. I think DeMarcus Lawrence, D-Law, he definitely, took me under the wing a lot and helped me out with, everything as much as possible. Micah as well, he definitely, sit down and try to teach certain things and you just sit down and watch film with them and stuff like that. So, they all, help out as much as they can.
I heard Micah spit out a comparison to Cam Jordan regarding your style of play, which, in my opinion, it's a pretty valid comparison with your stature, your physique, the way you play high motor coming off the edge. Is that a player that you've kind of watched some film on coming into the NFL?
Yeah, I definitely seen a little bit on him. And then it was funny because we was just with him at the SAC Summit. So like, seeing him in person is different than seeing him on film and stuff like that. So it was real cool to meet him and didn't have the comparison to him. I think it was a couple weeks after that. So it was pretty cool.
Let's talk about Mike Zimmer, the defense coordinator there in Dallas. I've spoken to several former players who spoke very glowingly about him, that he's a stern guy. He likes things the way he likes them. How have you enjoyed playing in his defensive scheme thus far?
I definitely enjoy it a lot. I like his scheme, so like, it's not too bad. Because yeah, like you said, he do likes it the way he likes it. But the way he likes it is also how I like it. Just so happens, so I like running his scheme. And then he also has been opening up to give us a little bit more flexibility on what we can and can't do, or open up, to allow our skill sets to, venture into how he likes his defense run as well. It's not just you have to do it like this, or this is the only one technique you have to do it. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
it's he's lenient to let us be able to show our skill set.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
As well.
All right, so defensively, Dallas, a lot of young guys, yourself included. At linebacker, you got, the rookie class, Maris Liafu, who's also been playing really well. You got Eric Kendricks, the veteran, to bolster the center of the defense. And then on the back end, Trevon Diggs, unfortunately, blends out a little bit. You got Malik Hooker, you got Donovan Wilson. So how special can this defense be this season, Marshawn?
I think we definitely have an opportunity to be real great this season. I like coming to work with all my guys. Everybody show up. We work hard every day. We got specific goals in mind. We don't really talk about it too much because we everybody know what it is. We all here to make each other better every day, and we just show up and iron sharpens iron. So we got a great offense to go with it. So we just go back and forth with each other every day.
And how did you enjoy going up against your own offensive lineman at training camp? You got Tyler Guyton, you got Beebe who's there, you got Martin, and you got Tyler Smith and Terrence Steele. You said iron sharpens iron, but going up against those guys in Oxnard every single day, and then of course you had some joint practices as well. How do you feel like you've been able to improve your craft these last several weeks?
I think it definitely was great work going against them. The Cowboys, as far as I know, is known for having real good O-line. Just us being able to go against them all the time. It was a real eye opener going against the two preseason games I went in, the scrimmage I went, I played in. It just showed, you know, how good our offensive line is, I feel like. Because going against them, I know we played the starters for a certain team. And, you know, me personally, I didn't really think they were that good compared to our O-line. So I feel real strongly about, you know, our offense and being able to go against them. And, you know, they make me better just as well as we make them better.
And you're taking on a big role as a rookie, which is not always the case. Sometimes rookies kind of get that, I guess you could say, redshirt year where you play a little bit, you come off the bench, but you're in for a prominent role being a starting defensive end. You're going to play a lot of snaps early on in your career. And by all accounts, you know, you've impressed this training camp and preseason. And so for you, how are you mentally preparing for the start of the regular season next weekend in Cleveland? I mean, what's going through your mind? Are you excited, pumped up?
Definitely excited, but, you know, I was, you know, our coach, Tim Lester, back in college at Western Michigan, my first couple of years there, always said, you know, you keep the main thing, you never let outside distractions influence, you know, your decisions or anything like that. So I still train the same, prepare the same, you know, do what I can. So it's a big difference, obviously, knowing that I'm gonna be able to come in and be able to contribute right now. But at the same time, it's not a big difference because I was planning on being able to come in and play a lot as well. So, you know, I feel like I hold the weight nicely and, you know, don't let it get to my head for real.
Marshawn, when you get that first NFL sack, and hopefully it comes against Deshaun Watson next Sunday in Cleveland, do you got a celebration on your mind, man, or are you just going to flow with it?
Yeah, I got a certain celebration, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when I'm out there, it just be – sometimes it just a random celebration just pop up.
Hey, man, I look forward to seeing it. Whenever you get that first NFL sack, I'm sure it's going to be special for you. And remember that for sure. But So what are things like for you right now? Obviously, it's kind of like a bye weekend in the NFL. There's no football this weekend coming off preseason. What's it been like for you this week? Have you kind of just been training in the weight room, watching film? What's the routine?
For sure. So we just got out of practice yesterday. Today, I did, like, you know, some recovery stuff, just chilled out, nothing too crazy, and just been chilling today. Over the weekend, though, definitely watching film, weight room a little bit more corrective stuff, and obviously still got to run. So, you know, just that.
So, Marshawn, as we close out the interview, as a rookie, I know that the elephant in the room, obviously, everybody wants to play for a Super Bowl, right? But for you being an edge rusher, what's your top goal this season, aside from getting to the Super Bowl? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, I mean, my personal goal outside of the Super Bowl, obviously, is, you know, I'm aiming for Defensive Rookie of the Year. I'm trying to be, you know, the best in my class. And, I mean, eventually, you know, later down the road, hit Defensive Player of the Year. But, you know, we got to start around that.
I love to hear those words, man, and seeing how you've been able to come across these last several weeks. And now we get to see number 94 on the field again, this time with Nealon on the back. Looking forward to it, bro. Can't wait to get the season started. We're finally in the regular season after the preseason's done. But blessings your way, man. I really wish you a great season, good health, and go rep that star, man. We'll be there at AT&T week 2 against the Saints home opener. Looking forward to that. But take care and God bless.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.